You're listening to The Morning Mix here on RNIB Connect Radio. Now it's Tuesday, which means one thing and one thing only. It's time to talk grub. And the fabulous Ian Gentle, our blind chef, joins us on the programme now. Ian, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing very well, Jill. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. I'm very good. Very excited about your recipe today because we're talking chicken.
Indeed. I thought I'd do a roast chicken dinner with roast potatoes and roast parsnips. Now, I was doing this once and I had a 14-year-old boy in my kitchen helping me along. And I said to him at one point, Jason, do you think I've peeled enough roast potatoes? And he looked at me quizzically and said, Ian, there's no such thing as enough roast potatoes, which I thought was very profound for one so young. So I'm not going to specify quantities in this, just how to cook.
Oh, no problem at all, Ian. I have to say, I do love roast potatoes with a roast meal, but I like them crispy. I don't know about you.
Oh, I have a technique for doing that.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, crack on.
Okay, so the ingredients, we want a free-range or organic chicken, King Edward potatoes, which are, for my money, the best roasters, parsnips, a pint of chicken stock for gravy, some corn flour, sunflower or other light oil, and some salt. The equipment, we need a bowl of hot soapy water, as always, for washing your hands, a roasting pan with a grill for the chicken, a large roasting pan for the roast veg, a large saucepan, a bowl, a colander, a small saucepan for the gravy, a Y-shaped peeler, a medium sharp knife, a chopping board, a wooden spoon, a wooden spatula. I use two kitchen talking timers when I'm doing this, and some oven gloves. First of all, take the chicken out of the fridge a good couple of hours before cooking so it comes up to room temperature. Now place one shelf at the very top of the oven and another one closer to the bottom so that the chicken will actually fit between the shelves on top of the roasting pan. Peel the potatoes and cut them into the size and shape of potato that you'd like. Put into the saucepan, cover with water, bring to the boil and cook for 5 minutes. Then strain through the colander. Place them in a bowl and allow them to cool. And when the potatoes are completely cool, take a fork and scrape all over the surface of each potato. And this will make sure you get a lovely crispy outside. Peel the parsnips with the Y-shaped peeler. Cut each parsnip in half lengthways, then cut each half into 3 pieces lengthways. I usually allow 3 pieces of roast parsnips for each guest, but you may like more. Set them aside. Preheat the oven to gas mark 6, that's 20 degrees centigrade or 400 Fahrenheit. Pour a little oil into the palm of your hand and rub all over the chicken, top and bottom, into the legs and into the wings. Wash and dry your hands, then sprinkle salt all over the chicken, top and bottom, all round. Then rub that salt well in, and this ensures you get a nice, crispy, golden skin. Wash your hands again. Place the grill on top of the roasting tin and the chicken upside down on top of the grill. It's upside down because this allows the juices of the chicken to go into the breasts, which otherwise can tend to be dry. Now calculate the total cooking time for the chicken. I calculate 45 minutes per kilo plus 20 minutes on top of that. Set one of the timers for that time and put the chicken into the oven. Set the other timer for 15 minutes. And after 15 minutes, turn the chicken and the pan through 180 degrees. Do this every 15 minutes throughout the cooking time to ensure even cooking. When the chicken has 30 minutes left, remove from the oven, pick up the chicken with the oven gloves and turn it over. Don't worry about the oven gloves getting greasy, they'll wash. And return it to the oven. Again, rotate the chicken through 180 degrees after 15 minutes. Now when they're totally cooked, remove from the oven and set aside to rest for 20 to 30 minutes. Meanwhile, shortly after putting the chicken in the oven, we're going back in time now, pour enough oil into the other roasting tin to cover the bottom. Now, when the timer says that the chicken has 1 hour and 5 minutes left, put the roasting tin onto the top shelf of the oven. 5 minutes later, take it out, place on the hob, tip the bowl with all the potatoes in it into the roasting tin and turn each potato over using the wooden spoon and spatula so that each potato is covered in oil. Put that back on the top shelf. When the chicken has 40 minutes to go, remove the roasting pan with the potatoes and add the parsnips to that pan, again turning them over to cover them in oil. Put them back into the oven. Now, when you take the chicken out at the end of its cooking time, check to see how well done the roast veggies are. I ask my wife if they look a nice golden brown. She has a quick look at them. Now, they may well need more cooking time, but that's all right. The chicken's got 20 to 30 minutes to rest. So when they're cooked, place them back in the bottom of the oven to keep warm and turn the oven temperature down low. Then put a pint of chicken stock into the small pan and pour some of that stock into the roasting pan. And that now contains all the chicken juices. And you scrape the bottom of that pan with a wooden spatula. Mix it all up. Then return these juices to the saucepan with the rest of the stock. Put a tablespoon of corn flour into a mug. Add a ladleful of the chicken stock and stir thoroughly to dissolve the corn flour. Pour that back into the saucepan full of stock. Bring that to a medium heat, then stir continuously with a wooden spoon for about 8 minutes. And if you keep your fingers on the stem of the wooden spoon very loose as you stir, you can tell when the gravy starts to thicken. There's more resistance against your fingers. And serve with the green veg, and my wife takes care of carving the chicken. And there you have roast chicken, roast potatoes, and roast parsnips.
Oh my goodness, that sounds wonderful, as all your recipes do. You know, there's nothing nicer, particularly on a Sunday, than a nice Sunday roast. And chicken is just one of those birds that cooks so well, so easily, and is absolutely delicious. I have to say, I'm a fan of the kind of bonier parts. I like the legs and the wings and things like that. But I'm okay because my husband likes the breasts. So there you go.
Well, that's more or less the same in our house. I can't be doing with the bones.
Really? Well, listen, Ian, it's been a pleasure to talk to you as always. That's another recipe I shall definitely be trying out. Your chocolate cake was super duper. I did try out. It was absolutely fabulous, and my friends thought so too. So, yes, a moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips, Ian.
Absolutely.
If you missed any of the ingredients or any of the equipment that you might need to use for this recipe, as always, we will be podcasting and putting Ian's recipe on Audioboom, so you can take a look there. All our details are on our website, rnibconnectradio.org.uk. Ian, you have a fabulous week, and I'll speak to you again next week.
I look forward to it, Jill.